Mr. Quigley! Mr. Quigley!
Hello and welcome to the Church of Feline Cake Party. Not really, it's not a church. Not really, but it's still...
Feline Cake Party! Yeah.
I love cakes and you love cats. I love cakes and you love cats. I love cakes and you love cats.
Hello and welcome to the final part of the two-part experiment that is Feline Cake Party. Feline Cake Party. Stop watching Heartbeat in 3D. Stop eating that invisible bagel. Stop watching The Time and start watching Time and the Rani. Take a listen and enhance your life. This is the Feline Cake Party. Listen, 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 listen. Fresh on E4, the new sitcom called Indecipherable Catchphrase Sitcom Boy.
Oh yes, are we going to go to the cinema tonight? Is Gareth coming? I don't know.
I can't do it like that.
Sorry, what was that? What you were saying there? I didn't get any of that. Well, what was he saying? Indecipherable catchphrase, man. What is he saying? I don't know. It's something in Geordie. I don't know. What's happening? Fresh on E4. Just had like lunch with Jet from Gladiators. Remember Gladiators? Oh, she was like rough now. Like she just like mind ate the whole time. She didn't eat out. Oh, what a worst. I was so annoyed. She was like, you're not eating more. You don't want more. I've noticed some like proper nutters out there, you know, and stuff like Gumtree and that, you know, and Craigslist or Craigslist, as the Americans say. The Gumtree for one, I've noticed they're kinky butlers, you know, and the best ones, like, people will actually genuinely want, like, top ladies to come to the house and serve them tea and that. Can you come to my house and serve us tea and scones? And you've got no bra on. Brilliant! I actually put an advert online for work, promoting bars, websites, that sort of thing, on Facebook and stuff. I got a reply from a man. Hello, I'm from Fife. You're from Newcastle. It's not that far. Do you want to come and babysit my kids and pick up my post on the way and do some errands for us?
What the fuck? What the hell?
Where do you start? I mean, you know, I don't know what sort of, like, classification. You obviously thought, oh, well, he's after promoting bars. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask him. Babysit my kids. I don't know the first thing about babysitting kids. The only thing I know about babysitting kids is that sometimes they get killed, such as Halloween.
Feline Cake Party.
Hi, it's Nigella Lawson here. I will tell you what, I bloody hate cooking. Too much faffing. I used to be blind and I have no memory of 1987. And I like shell garages.
Never, ever allow Chris Akabusi back on the roof rack. Under no circumstances, I repeat, never allow Chris Akabusi back on the roof rack.
Hello, it's Brian Blessed here. With Joke Corner, Brian Blessed's Joke Corner. I wrote these jokes all myself and by assorted children that I collared in the schoolyard. The first one, it says this: what sort of cake do you eat in the bath? Answer: a sponge. And this one is by Jamie, who's 7. Answer: what is a hedgehog's favourite packet of crisps? Prickled onion! Prickled onion!
A giant cat in a pamper in a well reading Famous Five.
I went to a Zumba class as well recently. It's just a laugh at the fact clowns.
Brilliant.
Just beeping all the time. Beep, 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 beep. You know, and his fat shoes and all that. You know, he's a right mess. I don't know if it's some sort of clown Zumba spin-off thing. But it's rubbish, you know. That's all you hear. I once went on a date and it was okay, but she never laughed. Oh, God, it was a nightmare. She had breasts and all that, and you know, everything was there, everything was placed. But she kept saying things like, that's very funny. And that was it.
It was terrible.
Non-laughers. Odd bunch. I would never want to watch a sitcom with that bunch of chumps. Tell you what I saw the other day. I saw a guy
playing golf on a roundabout, smacking the ball around he was by himself like a right lunatic. You know, we drove past and I was thinking, what's he up to? You know, and he's just banging away, you know, like, it was like crazy golf, but when it was like more mental golf. It was mental golf on a roundabout. Crazy golf. Roundabout. Today on Film World, I am honoured to have the Italian director, seminal director, Dario Argento. Dario, let's just start and say, you're absolutely amazing. You're one of the best directors ever.
Oh, thanks very much. Oh, yes. Yeah, bloody good to be here.
So, Dario, in terms of your work, there's a lot of dreams, like, a lot of dreams. How, you know, in terms of your kind of, like, the mise-en-scene of the actual pictures, and, yeah, it feels very dreamlike.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's all about bloody cheese. I love eating cheese. It's all about cheese. All my films, Brie, Gambert a lot. Cheese.
So, in terms of football at the moment, what are your thoughts in terms of the European Championships? Do you think England or Italy or one of them teams would do well?
Oh, I don't know. Spain. Yeah, Spain.
And the final question, what's your next project that you're working on?
Oh, well, that's Goodnight Sweetheart. Goodnight Sweetheart 3D, based on the BBC 90s programme. I'm overjoyed. I'm dead excited to be working with Gary Sparrow. See you later. I'm just off to do something better.
Dario Argento. Amazing. Hi, is that Yellow Pages? I'm looking for a company that doesn't exist to kind of supply us with some papers for a friend who doesn't exist, who's actually dead. Can you help us? I'm looking to go on holiday as well to a place that doesn't exist. It's in the region of NA, not available because it doesn't exist. I'm also looking for a friend, bit of a matchmaker sort of thing. I want to go on a date with someone who doesn't exist or hasn't existed or never will, and I'll never meet them. And I haven't got a Facebook profile and not on Twitter. If I hashtag them, no one cares. The name's doesn't exist. Hashtag, have you got that company up yet? Yellow Pages. Hello? Do you exist? Huh?
Feline Kate Party. Hello, it's Jason Donovan here. I'm just so cool. I wear 10 pairs of sunglasses at once, and I have never been on a bicycle. I hate mirrors, dogs, and fat old women.
There's a sexy shop near me, you know, laundry and that, you know, a bit of a Rudy shop, you know. I saw the owner. Oh, man, she looked like Susan Boyle. Oh, it was horrible. You know, I would never buy out in there. You want someone a bit more, hello, sort of thing. But, you know, she was like, she was covered in sick. I love going into supermarkets and then, you know, when you see people with shirts when they've just finished work and stuff at another place, but they've got staff on the back. I just go in and like HMV or something. Clearly, you see it's HMV, and I just walk them and say, "Excuse me, tell us where the Marmite is. Tell us where the Marmite is."
Alright, love, I'm just out of prison, love. How are you doing, love? Do you fancy going for a palamander, alright, love? Am I wronging? Love, I wanna see your bra, love. Alright, love, do you wanna watch Surprise, love? Alright, love, I'm wronging, I'm the worst. I'm your nightmare. Do you wanna be made love to, love? While watching Surprise, love. I'm a wrongin', I'm bad times 77. I'm a bastard, I'm the worst person ever. Love, do you fancy a cup of tea? On me bed, love, while watching the show. Alright, love, I'm the worst. I'm your nightmare, love. Nah, care bear. You're there. Alright, love.
Tell you what I'm loving in music at the moment. Various artists.
What a guy!
What a guy! I love his albums. I've been buying his stuff in Our Price recently, and that guy Various, he's gonna be tip of the tops. Saw Granda the other day with a glow stick. It's a sight you should never see. I've just been contracted to be a one-legged dancer on the 3D version of Dangerfield. It's a musical version starring Mark Almond. So that should be interesting. It's going to be touring in my mind. I once went to a bistro disco. It was pretty good. I had a good dance, you know, and they did a lot of good bistro-based action as well. I would highly recommend a bit of bistro disco action. Big Brother auditions, take one. There was this thick kid at my school. He was a bit dumb, you know. He had a lisp as well, and he was on the bus, and he was rattling away. I don't know what he was talking about. The bus was like making lots of noise, and I couldn't hear, you know, and rambling on. And yeah, sometimes, occasionally, yeah. And I was just saying anything, you know. And then I suddenly realised he started chatting about pornography. Oh no! He was like acting bits out and stuff, and he was doing the hand gestures and all that. And oh, bloody hell, you know. You never want to see someone doing a hand job gesture at the back of the bus, you know. And you're thinking, I don't know what he's saying, it's really weird, you know. And then all I heard was porn, and I was like, oh god, you know, and he was telling us all about the different types of porn and stuff. So if you've learned anything from this, always ask people, what are you talking about? The hot new sitcom from America. Everybody loves Michael Myers. The new hot sitcom, fresh on E4.
Hello, it's Mark Morrison here, return of Mac. I do love to go rowing, but I have little to no time for Subway sandwiches. I like a good wrap, but not on a Sunday, because that's when I go bowling.
The other day in Sunderland, right, I was walking along to a place called the Bridges Shopping Centre. So, no dogs or no animals, that type of thing, you know, fair enough, standard policy. I heard a barking, it was a barking, so I turned round, there's nothing there, no dogs, anything like that, just a child in a pram. The barking child. Oh, it was really sinister. This kid was a barking child. I've never seen a barking child before. I don't know, I'm going to have to keep it on a leash or something. You need to sort it out, because kids shouldn't be barking, you know. The dog child. Dog child.
When I was a kid, I once pushed away someone else's trolley, because I thought the guy was actually my dad. He was wearing the same sort of football top as my dad. Thought it was him, blah, blah. It happened about 10 times a week when I was 7, you know. I think everyone has that problem. Or maybe they don't. Imagine if you combine the jobs of baker and contemporary dancer. Imagine that. I once got sacked at the stamp shop. I worked there for an hour. I got in trouble as I just started taking stamps and just posting pictures of me hands to Jodie Marsh. Apparently that's an offence. 60 minutes worth of fun. Oh yeah. Also been thinking of reasons why I can't go for a drink. You know, when someone says to you, hey, do you fancy going for a drink on Saturday? And you really don't want to go, you know. Hey, do you fancy going to Sandro's on Saturday? And you go, here's some suggestions what you could say. Hello, I'm making a cake. I'm playing judge at a court case. I'm going for tea with the son of a priest. I'm dancing for Slovenia. I'm dying. Oh, I loathe you, Is that you, Mr. Quigley? Mr. Quigley?
Hey, it's Bob Odenkirk here. I've never been in a car, and I love talking to tramps, and I enjoy watching little people fight. Only on Sunday, though.
Tell you what's really weird. Your mother, with her big fat clown shoes. Oh no, they're not shoes, they're just her big fat feet. Your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother. My spy name when I was in the Halifax Secret Agents Club when I was a kid was Nidot. And you see what they did with that, Ian Todd, Nidot. Take that, Subo, Subo, Subo.
Beeline, cake.
Mr. Quigley, what are you doing in the attic?
Cake. Party.
Hello, it's Andy Peters here. I have fought 1,000 men and I go to karate every Thursday. I love eating smash.
Went to a church fete yesterday, got a Steps action figure. I spent the day just chucking it off the top of a church. Cops arrested us, I was a menace, a scruffy menace. If I met a lady of the night, aka a prostitute, what would I say? Did you like the second series of Fawlty Towers? Do you think it was better than the first series? That'll probably be the first thing I would say. I heard about this guy who tried to be really kinky, but he just got it all wrong. He rang his nan in dirty talk. He cuddled a tramp. He made a sexy cake, but he made out of fish. He got a policeman's outfit, but forgot a policeman was still in it. One word, prison. I heard another guy, so this is a real story as well. A man who put a gerbil up his lass as well. Gerbil. Oh, you think they're having fruit on the lunchtime? Interesting question. I would say pineapple or oranges. The most unsuitable fruit, I'd probably say oranges. Squirt factor 9, but very juicy. You know, you got to balance it up, squirt factor or personal enjoyment. Go for an apple. Do not allow Chris Akabusi anywhere near the toaster or any toasters anywhere on the spaceship. Chris Akabusi loves to burn toast and he loves throwing it about like toasty confetti. This is the warning.
Hey up, Flapjack. Flapjack, is that you, Flapjack? Hey, Flapjack, what you being up to, Flapjack?
Tells your tales. I just christened a donkey. I made love to a woman made entirely out of conkers. I swore at a butcher. I ran away from a zombie child. I ate the biggest bit of cheese in the world. I fought a tractor on me own with just me hand. Not really, I was building a new world. Camembert world. The universe of Camembert. Flapjack. Flapjacko. Flapjacky. Flapjack. Flapjack. Flapjack.
See you later, Flapjack. See you later.
Got some interesting vague reasons why people are coming up to you in a bar. Sometimes it happens, you know. It's not just if you're an attractive girl, you know. Oh, would you like to see me picture of Melanie C? Do you like beer? So do I. My nan knows you. Do you like prawns? I do. They're just some things that people might say to you as they come to you in a bar.
Beeline cake, party club bar.
I once actually was in a bar in Newcastle and a man just walked up to a mate of mine and just touched his hair and then just walked off. I don't know if it was a flirt tactic or what. He got chased out the bar. Never touch someone's hair. Uninvited touchage is very wrong. He's now known as Touch a Man.
Hello, I'm Paul Deschanel, international jewel thief and lady botherer. I love thieving jewels like I love bothering ladies. You may remember me from the time when I saw you on the beach and I gazed lovingly at your jewels, crowned as they were upon your breasts in a bikini shape, presumably so when the jewels were gone, the white bits remained. However, I do love thieving jewels, and I do love lady bothering. If you're a lady who likes to be bothered, if you're a jewel who likes to be thieved, please get in touch with me. I'm at Cole Deschanel, international jewel thief _ and lady botherer. That's my Twitter email address, or Twitter address, or something. Some people ask me, Cole Deschanel, international jewel thief and lady botherer, how do you do it? The answer, my friends, is simple. It's these exquisite dimples.
I read a story that stuck in my head. Was a man who lived in a house with a couple, and they didn't know he was there. He lived in the little cupboard bit and he only came out at night. He was a very creepy little man. Kept wondering where all the food was going. He must have been very careful. It took them 3 or 4 years to actually realise. And I think what the big thing was, he actually weed on the seat. And the husband had been taught not to. So they obviously thought, oh, well, we've obviously got someone else in. It's always the way, isn't it? It's always the pain on the toilet seat.
Hello! It's Jack the Ripper here. My favourite drink is orange squash, and I like to read puffin books. I do enjoy a lemon drizzle cake as well.
Wish I had a cooler walk, you know, like a really cool, like, hey, who's this sort of guy? Maybe it's a theme tune, you know. Maybe Shaggy's Bombastic or Cars by Gary Newman. In all honesty, it would probably be the 1987 Doctor Who theme tune. I went to the doctors recently and he told us I was a guy called Kenneth. That was news to me. These new doctors / clairvoyants, they're bloody good. He told me that I would have a tracker bar later, and I did. Oh God, Jimmy Neal's on the phone again. Here we go.
You ever hear of a geezer called Tommy Thornton?
No, I've never heard of him. I don't know why you're asking me again. It's getting a bit annoying, this.
What are you going to be doing on Saturday?
I don't know. I'll probably go out for a drink or something like that, you know, with the lads or something like that. You know, maybe go to the cinema. I haven't really planned. Again, why are you asking me?
You and me are going to watch some ice hockey.
I'm not going anywhere with you, Mr. Neal. Ice hockey, football, discotheque, whatever. No way. Get out of town. Now. I've just been thinking about some new films as well. With Neil and I, in space. On the buses in 3D. And Richie Rich, the grand I use. I've met with the Human League frontman Phil Oakey recently. And this is how the conversation went. Hello, Phil Oakey. What's your favourite colour?
Blue.
What do you prefer, Blu-ray or VHS?
VHS.
Would you like to be sucked off by an erotic jester?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
It's weird that you never see an angry vicar or lollipop lady rushing off to have a piss in the bushes. They're like fluorescent camels. Feline Cake Party Episode 2 starred Ian Todd, Bob Odenkirk, Danny Davis, Harry Medium, Elise Harris, Marty Perrett, and Simon Meddings, and some cats.
And the music was by Fearbox and Dressed in Wires.
Are you Mr. Quigley?
No, my name's Alan Rancorn.
You're not Mr. Quigley?
No, I'm Mr. Rancorn.
You're going to be Mr. Quigley. Mr. Quigley. Mr. Quigley. Mr. Quigley.
I love cakes and you love cats. I love cakes and you love cats. Cats.